thank you for coming, I suppose. Just have to say, an elite team looking at tweets would not be my experience of the police service, but we'll gloss over that one for the moment, I think. You might be asking why I'm here, why reform, why now, why do this, why not get my handicap below 11? I don't know. I do know, actually. It's because for 14 years we saw the Conservatives wreck our country and wreck, for me, the most important institution in that country, which is our police service. The police service is part of what I see as the three pillars of a decent life. You need to be healthy, you need to have an income, and you need to be secure in your home and on the streets as you're living that life. And if we fail on any one of those three, then people cannot think things are getting better. The decline in public service is just amazing. So many people last July said, well, it can't get any worse. Actually, privately, I think it could. I thought it could, but many thought it couldn't. Well, what's happened? It's not only got worse. I find every single day I'm thinking to myself, is Rishi Sunak still holding Keir Starmer's beer? The obvious situation to address that, it started in 2010. It started with the decline with austerity, with the withdrawal of resources, which means now that our police services have sold the family silver entirely across the estate. And they're not going to get any more money or more resources from this government, are they? The only place where resources from this government will go into policing are the Chagos Islands. It's not going to happen. We can find savings. There are savings to be made. Do you know that police forces in this country spend anywhere between 10 and 70 million pounds a year on DEI initiatives? And what I want us to do is to ask the people out there who are people who are police and who want these people to be working for them, whether or not they see that as the priority. Because if you need some help, if you need police officers, if you need help quickly, do you actually care who comes through the door? You want two trained, competent officers to solve your emergency there and then, and you're not going to ask them how they voted or what their heritage is. It doesn't make any difference. Reform have said that they want to increase the number of officers by 30,000 within the next parliament. I will be pushing for them to add to that the commitment, or at least the ambition, to open at least 300 front counter police buildings. Because as far as I am concerned, we have lost too many. We've lost nearly 700 public access police buildings across this country since 2010. The Metropolitan Police in London is going soon to go down to having only 18 points of public access in the whole of London. When I was working, that was well over 100. And it's no good saying that internet access and online access is a replacement for it, for two reasons. One is that the aged, the infirm, and the generally vulnerable may well find difficulties in using the internet or indeed getting access to it. But secondly, and what's more important, is it's a lot harder to turn somebody down if they're face to face with you pleading for help, than it is if you've got an email in a stack. We need to re-engage. We need to re-engage. We need to be more visible. Because at the moment, we've got a response team that you can't guarantee turns up because there are too few of them. And those that are there are wasting their time driving long distances because there are no police stations anymore. And then even longer distances because there's no custody suites to take the prisoners to if they do arrest somebody. And then driving back in. You can lose 5 hours out of an 8 hour tour of duty just driving about to your patrol area, driving to a custody area and back. How is that productive? Investigations. All crimes that are reported used to be looked at. They weren't all investigated with vigour. You have to be realistic about this. There are too many of them. But every single one is looked at by somebody who's experienced, somebody knows what they're looking at, and they make a decision as to whether or not the investigation carries on. Nowadays, too many crimes are just given a reference number for the insurance company and forgotten about. That can't happen. In terms of public order, it's very difficult. You need to show that public order is being policed fairly, that it's being policed impartially. The recent judgment in the court about Avon and Somerset, about Northumbria, has helped us to that degree, I think, because it takes away the idea that police officers are going to get involved in any kind of public display of partiality to one cause or another. That's a good step forwards. But in terms of how we police public order, I, in this task force, want to get people who know. I did public order policing up until about 30 years ago, I suppose, for about the first 10 years of my career. And I know a bit about it, but I want people who know more about it. And they might be able to explain to us why it is that some bodies, some organisations, are perhaps more clever in the way that they mount their protests compared to others. And that's why you get the different levels of policing. I don't know. There may be reasons for it. We need to look at that. But if we're going to rebuild trust in the police service, we need to re-engage with the community. We need to re-engage with the real community, not with community leaders, so-called. How do you become a community leader? Who advertises it? Where's the job description? We need to do the things that matter to real people. I can't believe, I've known thousands of police officers over my life, past and present, and I can't believe that any one of those would tell me that he or she joined up, signed on the dotted line to serve King and country, or Queen and country in the past, because they wanted to police social media. I used to go home as a young police officer to my family and say, brilliant job last night, mean streets of Tottenham, yes, we arrested a burglar. That's what you join for. Do these days go home and say, found a fantastic offensive tweet today? And I'm sure the answer to that is no. I'm sure that's not what they want to be doing. So then the question is, why is it that they're doing it, that they're doing what they're doing? And I'll tell you what it is, what I think it is. I think it is the fact that our leadership is caring more about itself and its own career than it is about their team, important to me, and the community, important to everybody. And so, they're, you know, like most organisations, the police service is no different. It has been captured by a liberal ideology, and people are too scared of bucking against that ideology. And so when the decision comes up to make, do we go this way, do we go that way, well, that way is going to give me a massive black mark because it doesn't fit in with the trend. I'm not going to get promoted. Let's do that instead. Yeah, but the public won't like that. Doesn't matter. They're not the ones that promote me, are they? The dilemma that the officers often have is, what is the least worst decision for me? It should be, what is the best decision for the community? I think we need to refocus what police are doing onto homes and streets and not posts and tweets. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing for the people out there who want their... You ought to be able to walk out of here with a decent watch on. I left mine at home today. You ought to be able to go out there and call an Uber on your iPhone. But I wouldn't do it once I got out the door in London these days. There's a phone stolen every 60 seconds in London. How can that be right? How can that be right? How can we let that happen? So what I want to do is to get this task force together. I've had some people, do you know, already volunteer to me that they want to assist me. Good people, people who know things. Policy, prevention, processes. Police officers who are watching or listening to this will smile when I say the three P's, because that means something else in policing. I won't go into that here. Okay, but policy, prevention and the processes is what we will look at, and we will come up with a plan that takes us back, takes back control, makes Britain not the lawless place it's becoming.